From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hundreds of migrants try to walk to Budapest and points north in Europe. Hundreds of cold, anxious, frustrated migrants clashed with Hungarian police Monday as they attempted to push northward on foot toward Budapest, Austria, and Germany. As the flow of people from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia is keeping conflict continues. Hungary is now granting passage to the Austrian border for those who state they're refugees and odd economic migrants. Germany, expecting as many as 800,000 this year, is urging its European neighbors to take more people in. Meanwhile, Greece has asked the European Union for help as it becomes overwhelmed by the migrant tide. Former Chadian dictator Issa Abre had to be carried into court Monday after he refused to take part in his trial on war crimes charges. The 72-year-old Abre, who refuses the legitimacy of the extraordinary African chambers, had to be physically restrained and shouted abuse at court officials in Dakar.
Donc Issa Abre, il est présumé innocent. Les preuves seront présentées.
Human Rights Watch official Reed Brody says Mr. Abre is presumed to be innocent. Evidence will be presented, he says. Whether the former Chadian leader likes it or not, whether he participates or not, the court will judge him. Abre's government is accused of being responsible for some 40,000 deaths during his eight-year rule in Chad, beginning in 1982. He's being tried in Senegal, where he lived in exile for more than 20 years, after being toppled by a 1990 coup. He faces charges of war crimes and torture, in addition to crimes against humanity. Could be imprisoned for up to 40 years if convicted. This is VOA News. British